If you don't abide by the rules and you want to step outside of the conditions God lays down, it then becomes your responsibility for your own self. There are rules, there are conditions that have to be met in order for the blessings to come.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This message is from a new sermon series entitled Blessed and Highly Favored. This is part one from that series, Chosen for the Commanded Blessing. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
If God gave it to you, you ought to bless the Lord until the next one comes along. Come on, somebody. You ought to bless the neighborhood if it smokes a little bit and kill some mosquitoes. It'll keep the county from having to run their truck down there. I'm talking about the blessings of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. When you get wealth, when you get blessed, when you prosper, don't forget who gave it to you. Now let me dive into the meat of this surgical procedure here this morning. All the blessings of God are conditional. Ooh, y'all were shouting a few moments ago when you thought everything was a free lunch, when you thought there was no participation on your part. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2. If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to do what? To observe and to do all of his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee above, high above, all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, and if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. He said this in verse 28. If you read chapter 28 on your own time, you'll find out the following was the reverse of the blessing. He said, if you disobey, verse 14, if thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left and go after other gods to serve them, but if it comes to pass, if you do not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe, to do all of his commandments, statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. I want you to note that in the first several verses where God says, these are the blessings that I will put upon you, some 14 blessings, I believe it is, that comes upon them, they did not respond to those words of God with an amen. Because God's commandments, God's blessings, are unconditional to the believer. The promises of God are yea and amen to the glory of God, he says, by us. What is he saying? When God makes you a promise, when God opens his mouth, there's no devil in hell or nothing else that can stop that blessing from getting to you. So you don't even have to say amen to God when he says, I will bless you, because it is by covenant that God does that. Not everybody receives the blessings of the Lord because not everybody's in covenant. So they did not say amen, the children of Israel didn't, to the blessings that come. But if you read the scripture, you'll see where the children of Israel did have to say amen to all of the curses that would come upon them if they disobeyed and served other gods and attributed their blessings to other gods. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? They had to stamp their amen. It was like a signature on the covenant contract before God. In other words, God said, I will bless you and I'll do it by my right hand and my righteousness. But if you reverse the thing and it turns into a curse and you worship and serve other gods, then you better understand, and I want you to sign right here that you understand the policy manual. You understand the covenant, you understand the contract, that if you go away from me, then these curses are going to come upon you. And they said, amen. You better watch where you say amen. Look, no, nobody said it. That's right. So the blessings of God are conditional. Say that with me. The blessings of God are conditional. Write it down. Blessings are commanded on believers, though, who are in the right position. When you're in the right position, in the right condition, then, ladies and gentlemen, the blessings of God will be commanded upon you. Here's the word command by definition. Command, to dominate from an elevated or a strategic position. That didn't bless you like it did me. To dominate from an elevated or strategic position. To command. So when God says, I command you and I will command the blessing and I will lift you into higher places. I want you to understand this. God is saying, I am sitting up high in the command position. All principalities and powers are underneath my feet. And so when I command the blessing to come to you, I am sitting in the strategic position in order to see everything that's going on in your life and where the devil's hitting you and where the enemy's attacking you. And I still have the ability to command the blessing to fall on you and to overtake you. Touch your neighbor and tell them you've been chosen for this blessing. I want you to know God is determined to bless you according to Deuteronomy 28 and 8. This is the word of the Lord right now for this church, a commanded blessing. The Bible said in Luke 12 and 32, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. If you want to know what a real blessing looks like, hear the word of the Lord in Proverbs 10 and 22. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. If there's sorrow for what you're driving, living in, come on somebody, and on, then that's not a blessing from God. Oh, I just had to have it, and now you're all jacked up with your payment plan, and you got 32 percentile on the loan that you took out. That's not a blessing, that's a curse. You need to throw it aside, cut your losses, and get back in the blessed place. Being blessed is hard work. Not everybody can handle the blessing. Ask your neighbor, can you stand to be blessed? That's what I want to know. Can you stand up to the blessing? Because my dear friends, there's many people that crumble under the blessings. There are people stood up, got awards this past week on television programs that it wasn't them that gave them their voice to sing that. It was God Almighty that did that, but they got the glory for themselves. You ain't hearing me. There's preachers preaching behind pulpits that are patting their own back and celebrating their own accomplishments. But I got news for you. We'll lay them in the ground and they'll have the breath taken out of them and they'll get in the same pine box that everybody else does. So did Sam Walton and everybody else. Until you recognize that every good and every perfect gift comes from God, it's conditional, and I got to walk upright to receive it. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil will beat your brains out, and your head will get bigger than this building. The blessings of the Lord are not only conditional, but they're hard to receive. Why are they hard to receive? Because before you can enjoy your own blessing, you have to learn how to rejoice over the blessings of others. Paul said, don't compare yourself with others. I don't know why I can't live in that house. You're not living in a house because you can't make that payment. You ought to thank God right now. Come on. I don't know why I'm not driving. I should be driving that. I've worked hard. Really? If that's all it took, we'd all be driving that. You don't have to make the payment. You ought to thank God for that. Come on. One of the greatest days of celebration is going to be on Rapture morning when I leave the Antichrist, all of my mortgage and everything else down here. I hope to God that I can spend every dime out of my bank account and leave him broke, busted, and disgusted. Y'all not hear me. Some of this probably won't sit well with you either. I hope to God that the bank accounts of this church are absolutely dried up for reaching somebody with the gospel of Jesus Christ on the rapture day. The Antichrist wants to take it over. You got it, but you got to pay the bill. So let me help you understand. The only way you can enjoy the blessings of God upon your life is when you celebrate others. Celebrate others' blessings. Because there is a progression to God's blessings. A progression. How many of you want God's blessings on your life? I'm going to tell you, it takes as much stamina to carry the blessings as it does not carry the blessings. He said, Paul said, the afflictions of this time we're in right now not worthy to be compared with the glory that we will share. He says the weight of the afflictions. There's weight in afflictions and there's weight in the glory. It's just different weights. God would give to you what you have need of, but if he doesn't train you to carry the blessing and you drop the blessing, God gets no glory. Come on, somebody. So there is a progression to God's blessings. And so if you want God's blessings in your life, and I do, and I believe there are many in this building that do, then you must be ready to give up good for the best. I want to reflect upon John 15, where the Bible says, Jesus said, I'm the vine and you're the branches. Jesus said, I'm the vine, I'm the source, you're the branches. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. And he gives the illustration through this entire incredible chapter of the progression of the blessings of God through the process of pruning. He said, first of all, he said, I want you to have some fruit. Anybody ever had some good fruit that came up on your branch there? Amen. Some good fruit, some things that were good, good blessings of God. There it is. And God says, that's wonderful. That's some good fruit you got right there. And then along comes God with these great big shears. It's called the Word of God. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing asunder and dividing the marrow from the bone. Come on now. Come on, if you can't shout on this right here, because the reason why we get stuck is because we're too concerned about the pruning and we don't look on the other side to the next level of progression, which is not just fruit, but more fruit. He said, I want you to have more fruit. That's the second progression. That means you got to get off of stage one in order to get to stage two. And the only way you can do that is if God, by his Spirit. Now let me stop right here and say, all of you good Holy Ghost Secret Service saints that are sitting out here who are able to take aim at other people and clean up their act because your act is still dirty, I want you to know you better leave that pruning up to the Holy Ghost. You don't know where to cut me, and if you cut me in the wrong place, you might get a reaction. The spirit of slap may get on me. So you better leave that up to the Holy Ghost. Are we in agreement right there? Jesus said, I want you to have fruit. Well, here I am with fruit, but I can't have fruit and more fruit without going through a pruning. Nobody likes to be pruned. Those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, wait for it. It shall come. It shall come. Because you get a little fruit on your branch and all of a sudden here comes God and goes, phew, and he said, I see something in you that's more than that right there. God, if you leave me alone with just my fruit, I'm happy down here. I'm doing just fine. I got my degree and I'm doing real good. Don't mess with me down here. He said, there's more of it. There's more in you than what you see in yourself. He cuts off the fruit and now there you are with a stub. They slap some tar on the end of it to keep it preserved through the winter time, and you're praying and fasting and praying and fasting and wondering, when am I going to get some more fruit? And all of a sudden, here comes a promise. You get in the middle of a Holy Ghost service, and a word comes and says, hey, there's a bud that's coming out on somebody's tree, and it's a promise of things to come. And God said, you remember when I cut you back down the winter time back there? I want you to know you're about to walk into your springtime, and there's more fruit that's going to come up on your vine. Woo! Glory to God. More fruit, more fruit. Now remember, your attitude during the time and in between each pruning is critical to when you're going to reap the harvest.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.